Joining us live in studio right now, the man who is in charge of the frenzy, the general manager of the Buffalo Bills, Doug Whaley, joins us. Thanks for coming by.
Always a pleasure, Marv.
Is it a frenzy upstairs in the corporate offices, the football department upstairs here at One Bills Drive?
I'd have to say no. We put most of that frenzy work into the planning stage of it. Now it's the execution part.
You said something to me just a minute ago, how it's kind of like the draft. If you do your homework, it doesn't have to be a frenzy. You have a plan, right?
We have a plan. We sat down earlier this month with our pro personnel staff and Jimmy Monas, and we set out to get some targets and put a plan in place. Jim Overendorf and Kevin Megink are executing that plan over the three-day weekend where you could talk to some agents. And now we're just waiting until 4 o'clock so we can put the stamp of approval on everything and go forward.
Let me ask you about the weekend, because that's a relatively new trend in the NFL where you get the weekend, like a three-day negotiating window. No contracts can be signed. But it started at noon on Saturday. What went on with the Bills football department starting noon on Saturday until today?
With the guys that we had targeted that we're interested in, we had, again, J.O. and Kevin Megink to call their representatives and just get a feel for where they're coming from, what they're looking for, not only in a contract situation, but in a team situation. So to see if we should focus on them once this period starts at 4 or take our attentions elsewhere.
Is there a lot of back and forth? Is there a lot of negotiating and haggling at that point in those 3 days?
Parameters.
Not necessarily that you've done, but that around the league, do you think?
I think so, absolutely, because you're going to field a call from one team and then hear their parameters, and then you got to go back to the other team and say, hey, this is what I'm getting, this is what we're feeling, where our value is, and then with the direction of me, we've placed a value on all the guys that we're interested in, and again, J.O. and Kevin try to make that thing happen.
It would seem to me the teams could play it loose in these 3 days, like make promises that they don't intend on keeping almost. Which
you try not to.
Yeah, it wouldn't set you up with the agents.
It wouldn't set you up with the agents, and you're going to be doing business with these guys hopefully for a long time, so you want to make sure that everybody's on the same page and that there's that absolute trust factor out there.
And do you like that? It's, as I said, 2 years now that we've had this system. Do you like that pre-negotiating period that you've had the last couple of years?
I think it gives you a little more focus and say, all right, I'm definitely in on this guy or we're definitely out, so it can steer your attention a little better.
Doug Whaley in studio with us, the Bills general manager, joining us on this free agency edition of the John Murphy Show presented by NOCO. You mentioned Kevin Megink and Jimmy Overendorf handling the contact with the player reps. What's your role during this period, Doug, and how does the whole system work together?
Well, we'll have to start back in right after the season. Mm-hmm. What we like to do in our pro personnel department is have at least 1 to 2 reports on anybody that has significant playing time in the league. So that helps us with guys that get cut and then unrestricted free agents. So we'll have a meeting and say, let's target some interesting guys in that free agent market. Depending on the position, we'll sit down, discuss those guys, rank them, and then say, all right, this is the plan of attack for the Buffalo Bills to get better in free agency.
Do you place a value on those players?
Absolutely. You have to place a value so we can fit not only in our salary cap structure, but how are they going to bring, what value will they bring to our team?
And in the money value part of it, with the final cap figures kind of late in arriving this year, does that change? I mean, does it just bump everything up, across the board, do you think? Or?
No, you still want to stay within your value structure. You don't want to, just because you have the money in your pocket, you don't want to spend it, because never know, something may pop up. Some guy may get cut down the road where we overspent on this guy, where we could have got him at a value that we deemed necessary, and then you're out on this other guy that comes out later.
The other thing I think, I guess I've always been curious about, as teams approach the 4 o'clock deadline today, the start of the new league year, you have to anticipate guys that might be cap casualties on other teams coming down the wire here, right?
Yes, and that's one of the things that we also did this year with help from our analytics department and JO and our pro personnel staff. We have a list of possible cap casualties. So we have our eye out on some of those guys. And again, you always want to keep a little room in your back pocket just for something that you didn't expect.
Hey, Doug, how much of a patience game is free agency? How much? It's a tough calculation, I would think, to know when to pull the trigger on a guy. You can jump out of the box at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Maybe you get a better deal if you wait a week, 10 days, 2 weeks.
It's rolling the dice. It is. But we always feel if you like somebody and this guy's going to make you better, go out and get the deal done, as long as it's the value that is right for you and the Buffalo Bills and for the player.
Is it a little bit like poker right now for you? I mean, it's the general manager, the guy who's in on these decisions and makes these decisions?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You want to make sure you get as much information from other people and give as little as possible.
Which is why you're with us here today. Doug Whiteley in the studio with us, the Bills general manager. Get whatever you want to say about a couple of guys who are Bills free agents as of 4 o'clock this afternoon. Any update at all on Jarris Bird?
Jarris Bird, status quo. Lines of communication are open. We still have until 4 where we're the exclusive negotiating people. We'll see how that goes. The clock's ticking.
And as you mentioned a week ago when you extended Aaron Williams, that deal has no impact on what you're doing with Jarris Bird.
No impact with Jarris or any other free agents on our team or the ones that we're going after.
A couple of other free agents I want to ask you about, Scott Chandler, Dan Carpenter. What can you tell us about those two?
Both those guys have I'd say we've been aggressive with both of those guys, and they have some offers on the table, and we're just waiting to hear back from them.
And the hope is that you would bring him back then?
Yeah, absolutely, both of those guys.
And is there anybody else on that list of your own? I mean, Arthur Motes has been mentioned. Alex Carrington. Can you give us an update on Alex?
We've sent a contract out to Alex Carrington and also to Arthur Motes. So, again, the ball's in their court. We're waiting to hear back from those guys, and hopefully we do it here before 4 p.m.
Doug, there's a deadline coming up later in the week for Kevin Cobb with a roster bonus. I know we've asked you about this even as recent as 8 days ago. Where are you with Kevin Cobb and his physical status?
Still status quo. We haven't heard anything from the medical staff, so that's the thing that we have to wait on.
We're talking with Doug Whiteley, the Bills general manager. A few minutes left here. A couple of things. We just had a guest on, Neil Hornsby from Pro Football Focus, and he's presumptuous enough to write 9 mistakes that general managers would make in free agency, because he's not a general manager, but he brings up a couple of good points. Mm-hmm. One of them, I think, and I've kind of heard Bill Polian talk about this, you can't ignore what the player's current team is implicitly telling you. And if a current team is willing to let a guy go to free agency, that says something about that free agent, doesn't it?
Sometimes, but sometimes it's just the system we're in. You can't keep everybody. And some teams may have to eat some salary cap because they have a bona fide quarterback that eats up an enormous amount of their cap. So they can't keep everybody. Or they're looking down the road and saying, hey, we're going to have to let this guy go because that young guy that's 1 year away, we may want to extend him. So there's a circumstances for guys hitting free agent market, and it's not always, as we would say, a wart on the guy. Sometimes it's just at plain old economics.
Yeah. He mentions that pro personnel guys have it difficult in relation to college scouts, and that they may not have they don't have as big a staff, quite frankly. They can't look at enough players sometimes when you get to free agency.
Well, you don't have as big a staff, and there's just an infinite number of people. Everybody that's walking earth that's out of college technically is a free agent that we need to know about, and you can't do that. So, and another thing that handcuffs the pro side, you don't get to see these guys physically that much in person or talk to people about them like when you do when you go to a college staff. You can talk to their coaches. What type of player is he? Is he a smart guy? Is he a guy that has captain ability with some leadership? So you don't get any of that outside stuff that is really important to the inside stuff of your building.
You and all the other people at the Combine and Indy say one of the most valuable things you do there is the physicals. Can't do that with free agents, right?
No.
Until you get them.
Till we get them in here, and we usually don't sign them until after we get the medical information confirmed.
And one other thing that Hornsby points out is a mistake that a general manager might make, failing to play in free agency at all. It's an opportunity to add to your roster, and it behooves you to use that, right?
Absolutely, and I think that's one of the things that's helped us out a lot with our direction from the personnel staff. The administration staff has done a great job of just coordinating values for what we need, and then it just opens up for us the draft board when it comes to draft time. Then draft gets really exciting because we're not focused on one position saying we have to get it. We can say who looks the best.
Yeah. Here's a kind of an off-the-wall question, but it's out there. There's a forecast for maybe a foot of snow tomorrow. What does that do to your plans to potentially bring in a free agent that you want to court or even sign?
Well, looking at the weather, you try to get them in there as soon as possible, and hopefully, just because a lot of guys have dance cards, that we don't get skipped over if we can't get them in. So it's a tricky situation, but we're going to try to do the best we can, and we got faith in the Buffalo Airport. We'll stay open at least for a little while, or don't cancel flights the whole day. So we're going to try to work as diligently as possible to get these guys in.
On the other hand, you could take hostages.
That's another thing. That's why as soon as we get them in, then we can't get you out. And that's always a good thing.
Last question. It's two parts. What do you do from now until 4? And then what does 4 o'clock look like for you and the people upstairs?
Now until 4 is stand by the phone, try to talk to the guys that we still have negotiation rights and power over, our own free agents. And then after 4 o'clock, it's let's get those flights made and get those people in here as soon as possible.
Let's hope the weather cooperates.
Let's hope so.
Doug, thank you. Thanks for doing this.
Uh-huh.
Doug Whaley, the Buffalo Bills general manager, getting set for free agency. And they get started at 4 o'clock. And you know the rundown now of what they have planned over the next couple of hours. We thank him for taking a couple of minutes out of his busy day to come down here in studio with us.